The Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, used to sew his own clothes. He used to look after his own affairs. He used to milk the goat. He used to clean the house. When he was not busy, he would come home and serve his family. This is how the Prophet Muhammad used to be. But he was also an example of a leader. One only needs to look and see how his companions revered him and respected him. In fact, one of the pagans, when they saw how the companions treated the Prophet, they said, I have been to the court of Caesar and I have been to the court of Khosrow, who was the leader of the Persians. But I have never seen people who have respected and loved their leader as the Muslims love Muhammad. His example as a general, his example as a judge, his example as a teacher, they used to say, and one of the companions said, I never found anyone who used to be so kind and so good in the way he corrected as the Prophet Muhammad. Really, we could give a lecture on the manners and the method that the Prophet Muhammad used to use in teaching his companions. But I just want to give one beautiful, beautiful story. There was one day when a Bedouin, they are very rough people from the desert. He came into the mosque and he started to urinate in the mosque. So the companions jumped up and they were going to grab him and throw him out of the mosque. And the Prophet Muhammad said, leave him alone and let him finish. Yes, leave him alone and let him finish. So when the man finished, the Prophet spoke to him. He said, this place is not the place for that. The mosque, meaning the mosque, is not the place to do that. This is not the place to do that. He said, pour water on it and that will clean it. Pour water on it and that will clean it. When this Bedouin saw this, he accepted Islam and he said, may Allah have mercy on me and Muhammad and no one else. Because the Bedouins were rough. And then the Prophet said, no. He said, Allah is much more merciful than that. Allah is much more merciful. This is just one incident. How the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how he used to teach people. His kindness and his gentleness. Really, if you found one person could have one of the qualities in one field, you will admire that person. How about someone who is an example in everything that he does? This is one of the wonders of Islam, that Allah, he sent this messenger, and indeed Allah said about him that he is on an exalted level of character. So Allah, he sent books, the instruction manual. And then he sent the messengers who in their life and through their example taught people how to implement that instruction manual. So not only did God say, here's the instructions, but I'm also sending you someone who will show you exactly how to fulfill those instructions. So imagine Ericsson, they send not only a little book, they send someone along to come and teach you everything. So Allah, not only did He send messengers, books, He sent a messenger to teach you exactly how to fulfill those instructions. And what are those fundamental instructions? What are those fundamental teachings of Islam? What is it? Kill, murder, blow people up? Read, look and learn. See, what are the fundamental teachings? The fundamental teachings are, number one, what you believe. Very simple. We've already covered most of it. That you believe that there is only one God, that He alone is worthy of being worshipped. He is not born, nor does He beget, and there is nothing which is like unto Him. That you should worship Him alone. That Muhammad is His messenger. That you believe in the angels, you believe in the books, all of them. You believe in the prophets and you believe in the last day, the day of judgment, and the paradise and the hellfire.